Every year, the copyright expires on a few great works of art and fictional characters. They fall into what's known as the public domain. Robert Smith and Kenny Malone from our Planet Money team have been poking around in the public domain and discovered an old superhero languishing there, a hero that a public radio network deserves and needs. So they thought maybe NPR could rescue him.
In 1943, Clue Comics, issue number one, launched a new character into the world. His name was Tom Wood, an inventor who created this super-powered face mask.
It looked a little scary, a little like Darth Vader, but this was a good guy. And best of all, this mask had audio superpowers.
Like super hearing. As we see in this panel from Clue Comics, our hero is in an alleyway. He's looking for a bad guy, and there's the sound of footsteps way off in the distance. And then he says,
"My micro hearing brings the sound of running feet. It is Eddie Torpedo. There he is ahead."
Love it, obviously, but best of all, this character had a super microphone attached to his face.
As illustrated later in the comic, there's this gang of gun-toting goons, and we hear our hero say,
"I'll throw real fear into these punks."
Then he uses his face microphone to broadcast the sound of a police whistle. But it's not just a loud whistle. He can make it like surround sound, so these bad guys now think they're surrounded by cops.
The goons lose it.
Cop whistles? There's a whole squad!
Chaos ensues, our hero prevails, and this audio superhero spoke to us. Even if he apparently didn't speak to comic book readers in the 1940s, because he only appeared in about a dozen issues and then was never heard from again.
The comic book company that owned the character could have renewed the copyright, but never bothered, which means this microphone-faced superhero is now up for grabs, and we wanted him.
But we also wanted to be sure this would work. Luckily, I have a friend in the comic book industry. He is the co-president of Archie Comics, Alex Segura, and so we ran this character by him.
What's his name? What's his, like, superhero name?
The name for the character is Microface.
That's an unfortunate name. It's just not a good name.
We should say here that Microface has a normal-sized face.
Yes, normal-sized.
The micro refers to the microphone, and we showed Alex some pictures.
That's a pretty cool costume.
He is jacked.
Sure, yeah, he's got, like, 15 abs.
He has more abs than I would have known were possible.
And this is very basic superhero costuming. It's a good starting point.
Now, since Microface is in the public domain, we are allowed to just start using the character. We could sell t-shirts today. Anybody can.
However, if we take Microface and write a new story, and then we publish a brand new comic, we would own that new version of Microface.
So Alex offered to come up with some ideas to update the character.
Then we'll just go from there.
Fantastic.
Now, even though legally we can reboot Microface, it did occur to us that the original character was the artistic vision of a real person.
Microface was owned by a company, but he was created by one of its employees, Al Ulmer, who died in the 1980s. But his family is still around.
I'm Peggy Laux, and I'm 83 years old, and I'm the daughter of Alan Ulmer, U-L-M-E-R.
Peggy remembers her father going off to work as a comic book artist in Manhattan and creating tons of crazy characters like the Flag Man and the Rag Man and Microface.
This guy with these goggled eyes and this nose with the microphone, where did he come from? Truthfully, I don't know.
And Peggy says the world may never know, because her father joined the army soon after Microface was invented. And eventually, he lost his job in the industry when comic books started being censored in the 1950s.
I think it left such a bitter taste in his mouth.
We told Peggy about how we had fallen in love with Microface, and we're planning to revive him.
My father would just love this.
Really?
Oh, yes. He certainly would.
All right. Now all we have to do is create a whole new mythology, an image for Microface. Fortunately, our comic book insider has been hard at work.
Hey there.
Hey, Alex.
How's it going?
Alex Segura had written a whole new story for Microface, working freelance for us, not for Archie Comics.
In his new retelling, Microface has a grandson, Sam Salazar, who works as a radio reporter, which we love. And somehow Sam inherits his grandfather's mask.
Sam realizes that his story and his life are entangled. You know, he realizes like this thing I'm reporting on is now affecting my grandfather's old company.
You could imagine the new origin story could go a little something like this. Sam, the grandson, gets a mysterious phone call.
Hello?
I can't tell you who I am, but Golden Age Private Equity is going after Wood Family Inventions.
That's my grandfather's old company.
He invented something that they're after. I don't have time.
What? What?
Sam Salazar?
Yeah?
Somebody paid a lot of money to send this to you, kid.
It says it's from my grandpa. He's been dead for 10 years.
I don't know what to tell you, kid.
It's some kind of a mask? Mask?
What happens next? We don't know. Artists are creating the comic book as we speak, a brand new print comic book featuring the brand new Planet Money microface. You can see a drawing of his new mask and pre-order the comic book at npr.org/microface.
Or you could make your own microface comic book. He is in the public domain.
Sure.
But we will be reporting on the process of making our comic, using our super hearing and microphone faces to tell you all about it.
Because that's the microface way.
Visit npr.org/microface.
I'm Kenny Malone.
And I'm Robert Smith.
NPR News. 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 News.